Are you ready for the final stories that could turn up on the quiz tomorrow?
I am ready. Lenny Kravitz at Radio City Music Hall. Tickets on the line tomorrow.
I got them right here. So let's start with a little bit of good news on today's No Sweat News.
Please.
This will make me sweat a little bit less. According to what we have here, a new kind of plastic was just invented by the Department of Energy as a research team. They've just invented a new holy grail for recycling.
Oh, a holy grail for recycling.
I didn't know this, that most plastics, even if they do get recycled, which, let's be honest, most of them don't.
Yeah.
Even if they do get recycled, they can only be recycled 7 or 8 times before they actually break down so much that they're not even plastic anymore.
Oh,
they have to be thrown out.
Oh.
So no matter what, plastic is going to be garbage no matter what. Well, this new kind of plastic that was just invented by research at the DOE doesn't break down when it's recycled. It's called PDK, diacetylene or something. So PDK plastic does not break down when recycled. And that means you just have to put it in an acid solution. It returns back to its original state, and it can be used over and over and over and over again.
Oh, my gosh.
Which would mean less plastic in landfills, less plastic clogging our oceans.
I like it.
Good news all the way around.
Yeah. I don't see. Yeah.
No doubt someone
in the problem here.
No doubt someone in the plastics industry is going to bribe a government official to ban its use because, hey, that's how we work these days. But maybe not.
I like it.
We'll see. And that's where the good news ends.
Oh.
Let's go to Australia for story number 2 on today's No Sweat News. There's an embarrassing problem with the new $50 bill down under, Dave.
Oh, yes.
You see, they redesigned the money to include Braille on the bill.
Oh, good for them.
So that blind people would be able to use cash reliably without having to depend on someone telling them what change they got.
I always wondered about that.
Right?
I always wondered if they got shortchanged by a malicious cashier.
Well, they released the new 50 at the big unveil.
Like
it was really quite something. But now the Braille part was fine. But the bill also included a portion of speech that somebody gave to the Aussie Parliament back in the day.
Uh-huh.
And the word responsibility was misspelled 3 times.
Oh, God.
It was
a hard word to spell.
Responsibility. It's the bilty instead of ability.
Responsibility.
I guess the blind people really won't care about the misspelling.
They're Australia. They're drunk all the time.
Right.
I mean, let's be honest. They're a bunch of savages down there. And I'm saying that out of love, by
the
way.
Sure, no. How do you think they went blind to begin with?
Yeah. But, I mean,
the responsibility.
The responsibility.
Was missed.
I mean, they're all there. It basically is like Mad Max in Australia.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm convinced
with mosquitoes that can kill you, bite your head right off.
Right.
And Dateline Louisiana for our third and final story of the day. You want a savage?
I do.
Let me introduce you to this guy. He just posted a picture on Facebook, and people are going nuts about how he eats chicken nuggets.
How does he eat chicken nuggets?
This dude eats chicken nuggets by peeling off the breading.
Oh, God. That's a Hannibal Lecter move right
and
there, pal.
Eating the naked chicken and then the pile of breading.
First of all, I don't know why, but I'm starting to feel tingly when you said naked, but naked chicken, so. But that's disgusting. Okay.
The majority
of
people.
FBI, please circle this man's face and his name because that's a serial killer.
He peels his chicken nuggets.
Yeah. So did Dexter on Showtime right before he killed his victim.
Dude is nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone seems to be agreeing, hey, this guy is probably criminally insane.
Oh, yeah.
But some people say, I peel my chicken nuggets, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know who also peels chicken nuggets? Jeffrey Dahmer.
Right.
Okay?
Well, it wasn't a nugget. It was a head.
Oh, yeah. That was a person nugget.
That was a finger. He peeled the fingernail off. It wasn't breading.
Human nuggets.
What the hell?
That's what he did.
Who's peeling their chicken nuggets?
Crazy.
Stop this, would you?
Homicidal, Like the Joker from Batman eats his chicken nuggets that way.
That is the No Sweat News. Tomorrow we'll do Lenny Kravitz tickets on the No Sweat News quiz. Here's how it works. I'll read four stories on the air. Three were actually part of the No Sweat News this week. One I'm going to make up today, a little after 4:20. Oh. And if you spot that phony story, you got a great shot at picking up tickets to see Lenny Kravitz. The show is in August at Radio City Music Hall, and those tickets go on sale tomorrow morning at 10 a.m.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.